Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
Forever Dog.
Oh, ouch. Oh my gosh.
Ow.
Ow. Wow. It's, wow.
They
really, it's extra hot. It's extra hot. Welcome back yet again for another steaming, piping, scalding serving of hot goss. This, of course, is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, issues in politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. So let's get right into it. Let's get into some hot goss. This is a very special episode.
Our most special episode so far, 100%.
Quite possibly, yes. We have a really important moment happening as we speak. We have an in-studio guest of social and political import.
Of note.
Yes, of deep note.
Deep note.
Of course, the one and only Delta Work is in the studio with us right now. Yes!
Can I talk now?
Can I talk now?
I feel so weird because I don't know. You know what I mean? Like the structure, and I don't want to step on anybody's toes. God forbid that would
hurt. Don't worry. There's no polish left on eight of them anyway on mine.
Yeah.
Literally, the big toe just looks like it was chewed off.
I haven't seen my toes, so I don't know.
Oh my God.
In years.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm really good.
Great.
I'm really good.
So glad you're here.
Thank you for having me. Yeah.
Of course.
I was putting lotion on my hands and just looking around this little tiny room we're in with the curtains, and
I love your gown.
You love this gown?
I do. It's a beautiful, it's a beautiful piece.
See how I'm going to look when my hair's done a little later.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Ooh,
okay.
You're going to put more hair on top of that hair?
Yeah, more hair.
It's crazy.
Oh, wow. Because I love this like Josephine Baker, like spit curl thing.
Yeah.
I fucking hate
it. It's really turning it.
Yeah. Alaska, you look nice too.
Thank you so much. Yeah. The beads are glass.
They are
glass. It's heavy, but you know what? It's worth it.
Does it hurt your neck?
It does. Yeah. Yeah. The breastplate also as well.
Right.
It's one of those over the head ones that goes all the way up to the neck.
Oh, geez.
Well, I'm going to need someone to help me pee because this crystal jumpsuit.
Crystal jumpsuit. I did a show with her once.
That's the worst when you're in a jumpsuit and drag and then you're like, oh, fuck. Why did I drink that?
And then everything has to come off and go on a piss floor.
Completely.
I can't shit if I'm wearing a wig. That's me personally. I don't know why. Like,
really?
I need to take my wig off. I get hot.
I have to put on a wig just to
I feel like I've been in nightclub restrooms where I've waited. I actually took your advice. I normally don't drink, but sometimes you go places and people are like, I want to buy you a drink. And so if you're out of town and you're not driving or whatever. Yeah.
You took my advice and you're still alive?
I took I'm not really alive.
Willem was too.
But I took your advice and I will only do shots.
Yeah.
Which is so much better because you don't have to go
mixers make you fat
less
too.
Liquid. But
is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Oh, I thought it was all the food.
Oh my God.
My favorite thing ever was you going through drive-thrus and
it's still happening. It happened this morning.
It's taught me a lot. I always order my fries extra well done now.
Well, what I've understood is that when you say, I think people are not getting compensated fairly for what they believe that they're doing or I believe that they're doing.
So they don't give a fuck.
So they don't give a fuck. So they use that to take a little bit of power. So when you come through and you say, I want extra cheese in that burrito, they take that as, You're not getting any cheese. You don't tell me what to do. You don't tell me what to do.
Okay.
And you're going to drive away. You're not going to get back in that fucking line. But I'm a petty officer reporting for duty, so I will get back in the line. I won't park the car and get out because I live the sedentary life. But I will get in the line. And I will pull past that, and I'll just look at them in the window. And they're like, oh, 1243. No, I don't have an amount. I snuck in.
I snuck in like a ninja.
I'm
Lori Petty.
Right. And I want the extra cheese. I actually, one person, one time, I said, there was supposed to be extra cheese on this burrito. And obviously, I don't need extra cheese. I mean, I want it, but do I really need it?
I
paid for it.
The customer's right.
They gave me the fucking cheese in a little Dixie cup. But they were like, here's your extra cheese. And I thought, I love you. You are pettier than I am, right?
I would stand up my wig and tip my Party City wig to that person if I was wearing it.
But also realize, which color, though?
I would say Teal the Show, because that's the thickest one.
Is that really the name of it?
Teal the Show. I thought they should have called it the Tealness.
The tealness. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. Yeah. I don't know. I would probably have to go with the snatchback on the side. I'm known for that's my
signature.
If I ever created a signature, it was pulled back on one side and pushed over here. That's what you do when you have a really, really thin wig. And I worked with a lot of thin wigs.
What's the thinnest wig you ever worked with?
Oh gosh.
Four hairs.
Probably made its way to a promo recently.
Matthew said one of his favorites was just some old like hair store one he found on the ground that he had been using for years, and he showed it to me, and I was like, you put that on her head?
Yeah, she's still wearing it.
Not in those Party City pictures.
Damn.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think this is our first episode where we have an Emmy winner as a guest.
Yay, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking cool. And I mean, along with that accolade, I just saw you on the VMAs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I appreciate Taylor Swift because she is one of those persons that can throw shade without even know you're throwing it. Like you're stepping on our gowns, you need to calm down. Like that line to me was always, that's a direct answer to Aretha saying beautiful gowns. You know, when they're like, what do you think
you
of Taylor?
Think that was a...
I don't know.
Clapback?
Like, I could see that. Okay.
Like, a very subtle one.
Dearly departed Aretha?
I don't... When you ask an opinion on someone and Aretha says, her gowns are pretty, like, that just... I thought that was Aretha making a choice not to compliment Taylor and doing her best to get her way around it.
Right, but it was fucked up.
It was. And Taylor's a great songwriter and a great musician. Great. Yeah. So in my head, Aretha's not around anymore. God forbid. You shouldn't speak ill of the dead or whatever, but like, I really like Taylor Swift and she's alive. And she's giving my friends jobs and treating them wonderfully from what I hear from all accounts.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I feel like, I mean, when you're employing that many queer artists and... I'm somebody who has a limited experience when it comes to working with celebrities aside from, you know, seeing them on a set somewhere, but working one-on-one.
You worked with Miley.
That's kind of where I'm getting at is like, my experience was with the video shoot was amazing. We were treated super, super well. There was like in our little tent, there was an ice sculpture that says Taylor Swift loves you. We had these little things for our drinks that were glass that she had our names etched on just to put our red cups on. I mean, I'm not even joking about this. This is really the way that we were treated.
Word.
And so then when we went to do the VMAs, we were like, oh, bitch, it's on. But we forget that there's another party involved, and that's the people who produce the VMAs. That was a different experience than what we experienced in the video. And so there was a point where some of the girls were like, you know, it's a little rough and maybe we don't have a great area to get ready, but you know, when are you going to do the VMAs ever again? I was like, bitch, this is my second time doing the VMAs. I'm not trying to be cunty, but if I can ever tell you the truth, I already did this with Miley Cyrus and it was amazing. And I hope Taylor Swift calls us and we do the Grammys, you know what I mean? I've had that experience before. So it was like that comparison, like, well, which one was better? And it has nothing to do with the artist.
Well, Porkchop didn't fall in a well.
God damn you.
I made eye contact with you on the other side of the stage and I remember it. And the first thing she said is, it's okay. I'm a dancer. I'm a dancer.
I'm a high quality romancer. There's something mysterious going on.
Oh my gosh.
So I see something on here, which I didn't know. Coco Peru is your drag mother?
Not really. But we did that gig at the oh God, I can't even remember what it was. I think you were there, and it was in downtown LA, and Coco was there. It wasn't too long ago. It was like almost like a Sasha Velour nightgowns, but it wasn't Sasha Velour. It was before that. Okay. And it was just a big theater gig.
The Ace Hotel
one? The Ace Hotel one.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Queens of Comedy.
Yeah. That was when Lady Red ate Bunny Steak.
Maybe. I don't know. I can't eat like mm-hmm. this and remember, but when we were there, Coco, I posted a picture with Coco and she's like, oh, my beautiful daughter. And so then we were like, just kind of going back and forth with that. Yeah. And people caught on to it. And so then I started tagging her like, oh, with my drag mother. And she just went with it. So, I mean, I don't really have an official drag mother.
Okay.
So I have plenty of people that like inspired and I mean, I could say back from in the day, the person that kind of helped me out a lot, obviously, was Raja and Viva Sex, but also Mama.
Mama
from back in the day was, I can remember riding around in her big old Cadillac, and she took me to a couple of gigs at little theaters around here. And so, certainly, she's one of those people.
I wore her, she had an underskirt that she sold me, and I wore it.
Petticoat?
And I wore it, I put a chain on it and wore it as a one shoulder dress to the Emmys.
Nice.
Yeah. And I was like, I just like wearing, like, you know, a little bit of drag history. And I think it was Mackie, because, you know.
That's sick. EC2.
Yeah.
It's Mackie. Bitch. Do you have any drag children?
I do. So I have people that have attached themselves to me that don't even do drag. I think that's kind of a new thing. Like, people are like,
they're in your house.
Yeah, I get it. Hoss.
Hoss.
But my main drag daughter is rotted.
Ozma?
And awful and... Her name's Ozma.
Yay!
Oh,
I love her to pieces. And we actually, it was even before she did like drag, and she still does, but I can remember when I left Drag Race and people, like, you know, once the social media starts, and when season 3, social media wasn't as strong
right.
as it is now. And the show's obviously driven by social media. If you don't have a following, you're not getting on the show for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So back then we would have, like, you know, just Facebook stuff. MySpace was still kind of strong and people would comment shit. And I remember Ozma would sit down in her house and she would get her California Gold cigarettes from the cigarette store and a hot Mountain Dew and a fucking
piping hot.
Some noodles, and she would like say, all right, this is where I'm going, and she would just, every person that would pop up, she would just start commenting horrifying shit to them, like, you don't know fucking shit that you're talking about, this person does this, and she always had my back.
What Detox and Vicky did for me in season 4,
right, exactly.
With the blonde hair and
right.
Fifi. Yeah,
so, you know, she's always had my back, and she really is all heart. She's definitely all heart, and she's a witch, and she's evil, and she's awful, but I love her to death.
And she does readings online. If you need a tarot card reading, she is pretty fierce at it.
I also do readings online. I do them in person.
You do deep reads online.
They're free. They're actually very free.
Your captions, ooh, your Facebook essays. I mean, it's sort of it's long
Chick
form
girl,
written word.
Well, you know, the thing is, I took myself off of Facebook.
Okay.
When we started season 9 of Drag Race, working there, just because so much was happening at the time and people were not understanding exactly. Mm-hmm. People, you know, Matthew Anderson, whether he was interacting with people or not, he was a legend and a myth.
Yes.
And the unicorn. People only knew of him and they knew what he did, and that was... You know, he didn't, from my experience, and I was not a close personal friend of Matthew's, just somebody who had been around him and somebody who I had learned a little bit from on Drag U. He just was more concerned with what he was doing, not what other people thought of that. And I wish I could, have that at all times, mm-hmm. but I don't have that at all times because, you know, regardless of how much I want to say, I don't care what people say. There's still... an 11-year-old kid living inside me and probably will always live inside me, mm-hmm. And still has that sort of defense mechanism that wants to pop up of, you're not going to get one on me. And so you have to respond to people. You don't have to, but I do. And I try not to. I mean, I'm 43 years old now. It hardly matters what people are saying when they're sitting, you know, in their mom's basement and,
right.
You know what I mean? They're not even paying for the Wi-Fi. So like, right. come on.
Show me your Wi-Fi bill and that you're right. the account holder right. and then I'll reply.
So at the time, so much was coming back and forth that I couldn't even keep up with it. Yeah. You stole Matthew's job. You did this. You did that. You did da-da-da-da-da. And I realized at that point, as much as I love Facebook, I was doing myself a disservice by responding or posting. So I actually just deleted my account and I haven't had a Facebook account for, well, since then.
Yeah.
And I kind of miss it, but I kind of don't. Yeah. I also got rid of my Twitter at the same time, so I don't have that.
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, is it suspended? And if it is, please show me what she did to get suspended, because I'm sure it's great.
Yeah, no, I just, all I have is Instagram just to post up my little fucking Insta collages of what Hamburger Mary's I'm performing at that day of the week. And that's it. I mean, and I do take the time to post stuff there.
Yeah.
But fortunately, you know, when you start like commenting or post, there's like there, it's also a little bit like Twitter where you can only say so much like in a DM.
Mm-hmm.
So then I realize right. once I get to that point, oh, wait. Is this person 12 and I'm reading them?
right.
Delete, block. Yeah. I don't want people having access to my, you know what I mean? So maybe that's a parental control that I need is right. the one that they institute. So
I feel like I'm in the same boat with you because I stopped replying to Facebook messages in 2018. I have a fan page and everybody gets the same form one. And I just can't keep up anymore. And it does take a toll on your psyche just hearing the same like, things that you thought about yourself and then other people are saying them and you're like, well, I can think that, but fuck you. You
right.
know?
Right. No, that's
but
true.
But also, I don't want to say fuck you because you might have money and buy my merch, but
right.
I'd rather block or I'd rather mute someone than block them because I need a follower count.
Well, I also find that like the really good stuff that I do want to see, people will send me. So, and right. they're like, oh, it's only on Facebook. And they're like, but here, I'll let you
Detox,
see it.
Detox, Ozma.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All the rotten people.
The WeHo Girls.
Mm-hmm.
I love a WeHo Girl. I am a WeHo Girl.
You are.
We're going to take a break and find more WeHo Girls.
Mm-hmm. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like love from mother's kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to
factormeals.com/drag50
and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama, okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/drag.
Drag.
You thought it was safe to go outside. Bam!
The Slava.
Avalis.
Avalis.
All the way from the makeover episode from season 3, we have the amazing, the outstanding, the show-stopping Avalis. Salute, salute. Hello.
This is Alaska, too.
Hi. Oh, Alaska. Hi.
Hi. Oh my Hello. Gosh! It's so good to talk to you.
I know. So my friend Kelly, who's a big friend of the pod, is what she called it, and she told me, "Oh, Slava, you got to listen to Willem in Alaska." And I heard you guys, and I thought it was absolutely hilarious how you were like Instagramming on the spot and all that. So I thought it was absolutely delightful.
Instantly,
say hi.
you were great at drag too. That was your first
yes.
time up in drags.
That was my first time up in drag. Yeah, it was an eye-opening experience.
Now, how did you get on the show? Was it like an open call, or did you apply? Or did your girlfriend like submit you on Craigslist?
No, it was so. I play water polo. Well, I used to for this big water polo organization called West Hollywood Aquatics in LA. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I used to watch them practice.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, they were hot.
They still are. So, and then one time they sent out an email. There's so many casting directors. They're like, "Hey, who wants to be on RuPaul Drag Race? Want to be on TV? Good sense of humor, etc." And I was like, "Oh, check, check, check." But I've never heard of RuPaul's Drag Race before, nor have I ever heard of a drag queen.
Oh wow!
So I went to the audition, and I when I was getting called up and to sit on the camera, they're like, "Hey, how do you feel about dressing as a woman on national TV?" And I said, "What are you talking about?" And they said, "Well, do you know what a drag queen is?" And I told them, "No." And then they told me that drag is an acronym that stands for dudes resembling a girl, D-R-A-G. Mm-hmm. And so then I guess I got the part because I was kind of so ignorant and clueless.
And cute, though. But, I mean, you made a beautiful drag queen.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So wait, you were paired up with Alexis Mateo, of course.
Correct.
And she chose you because you were the pretty one. She was allowed to assign everybody. So she knew. To get a little background, are you a surgeon? Is that right?
Yes, I am in my surgical training. So it's a 5-year program, and I'm in my 4th of the 5 of general surgery training, and I'm currently applying to plastic surgery fellowships.
Oh, what kind of work do you do? I've never tried plastic surgery, but I've always been curious. What's your specialty?
Won't you please be a guest on Race Chaser and install some fun bags over the muscle for me and my co-host?
Do you have a specialty that you're interested in working on?
I do want to put my legs behind. No, I'm sorry.
Plastic surgery is really beautiful because once you get into the plastic surgery realm of and the fellowship, after 3 years, you get to decide if you want to do aesthetics, which is, you know, breast augmentation,
sure.
cosmetic kind of stuff, mm-hmm. versus like microanastomosis of nerves, of arteries, and or pediatric craniofacial. I mean, there's so much
shouldn't be getting work done. I mean, maybe a little Botox here and there, but Pediatric? Mm-hmm. I have a question. I saw you on YouTube performing Telephone with Alexis. Were you Gaga or Beyonce?
I was... Hold on. Wait, I'm trying to remember. I'm pretty sure I was Lady Gaga.
Right.
We know her. We love her.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I was Lady Gaga. Yeah, I think Alexis was Beyonce.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. How did that come about?
That was a good experience.
Did they tip?
Did they tip? Yeah. I never made so much money before in like a minute. It was awesome.
Yep. Put on a wig. God is good.
Oh, my God. That was like a real experience actually performing at a club versus being on RuPaul's stage where there's no one there except the judges.
For sure.
So that experience was totally 180, but it was super, super fun.
What was it like in the workroom? Did they, I mean, randomly, they had some guys passing the football, and I was like, they brought in sports equipment to distract you guys, or did they say, hey, ignore these bitches and just, we need some shots of you being butch?
I think kind of the latter. Maybe a little mix of both, because they wanted us to be our jocks. At the same time, they kind of wanted us to concentrate, but they knew that this was totally not our realm of, you know, makeup and cosmetic. What is that? Cosmetology, right? And so they wanted us to play a little bit at the same time.
Nice. Did doing drag turn on any of the guys in the room doing it? You think, were any of them like, they suddenly had like an awakening? They're like, ooh, this is me now. This is what I do.
Oh, you mean the other jocks that were with me?
Yeah, do you keep in touch with any of them?
No, I unfortunately do not.
Well, they didn't win.
I do not.
Oh, wait, you didn't win either.
Matt. Yeah. Matt with Manila.
But you were so good. You were so pretty.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I showed the photos to a lot of my friends, and everybody has a very aesthetic reaction.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Did you find it, you know, did you really find it arousing, or were you just joking around?
I was kind of joking around, but at the same time, kind of feeling the breath. That was
the breastplate.
A little erotic.
The great thing about that is it's the only titty fucking partner that's also dishwasher safe.
Oh my God.
That's so funny.
Streak free shine.
Yesterday I was working with my plastic surgeon. I showed him the photo of my breast, and he was like, how did they do that? Is that silicone? And he started getting all scientific on me. I'm like, no, it's not. A little strap on.
Just Velcro.
Yeah.
Velcro in a dream. How did you end up on, is it Avalis as your drag name?
You know, I really don't know if there's a right way to pronounce it, Avalis or Aval. Just spelled backward.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know, I think Avalis sounds pretty.
Yeah,
do you have a middle name?
Yeah. So that, I just kind of spelled it backwards. Turned out well.
If Willem was spelled backwards, it would be Maliu. Maliu.
Maliu. Mal ew. What's yours?
Justin Nitsudge. Which I think has a nice. Justin backwards is Nitsudge.
Nitsudge.
But Alaska backwards is
Axella.
Yeah, Axella.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
that sounds affordable.
Doppelgangris.
Doppelgangris.
We're so glad. So overall, how was your experience? Was it life changing? How was it overall?
I would say it was very eye opening, and it was really eye opening, especially in the gay community. And you know, when I aired this was around the time where, you know, that whole Supreme Court was going on and the gay marriage, and so it was like a really big deal.
Yeah.
So it really opened my eyes, you know, to that whole community, and it was super cool. I got so many fan emails, and even to this day, from all over the world, I'll get emails like from Amsterdam or South America about thank you so much for being so open. And so it really like opened my eyes from that perspective, and just I started becoming just more aware of, you know, even what transgender is, transsexual and all that kind of stuff, and drag.
Right.
And it was a really positive experience.
Did you
so
ever
happy that I did it?
Did you ever think that 10 years ago you'd be on a podcast?
No way.
10 years later.
I didn't even know.
I don't even know if there were podcasts then. Shit. Thank God for the future. please let us know when you have your certification and all your licenses too, because I want to get something. I mean,
once I go back to Los Angeles, you'll hear from me.
Cool. Stop by. I have over 100 wigs and breastplates, and mine are from Starsborn, so they're pedigreed.
Yeah.
And you can pet me, and I'd agree to that too.
We're really grateful that you were able to hop on the phone with us today, and it's great to talk with you. And we appreciate your contribution to the world of drag and to Drag Race.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You guys are pretty awesome.
See you later.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you. Bye. Ciao, ciao. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Definitely. Ciao, ciao.
What a sweetheart.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week, you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Delta, do you have your night vision goggles? We're spelunking deep in the DMs.
Spelunking, unking, unking.
Ew.
Okay, I'll read this first one from Joey. Hi, guys. Oh, hi, guys. Deep friend of the pod here. I want to settle a rumor that's been going around the race chaser circles for a while now, and I feel like you two will probably know the answer. Is it true that Drag Race changed its prize from a lifetime supply of makeup to a sickening supply of makeup because Sharon was selling her NYX cosmetics on the side for extra cash? Lots of love and can't wait to see your live show in London. Okay, what the f***? Okay. Sharon was never selling her NYX cosmetics. We were using her NYX cosmetics, honey.
But Raja does go into Krylon and say, lifetime supply.
I miss having MAC as the sponsor.
Oh, girl, I know.
That's the supply you really need.
Good times. Mm, good days.
Good cork shadow. Mm-hmm. I love a cork.
Yeah, thank you, Joey, but fuck, no, that's not, okay, okay.
From anyway, Anonymous. Anonymous has three N's. Wow.
Anonymous. It's a drag name.
Hola, mis amigas cheetahs. I recently came to the realization that I just don't enjoy the way sex feels. I still get urges and love utilizing my throat cannon, but the prep work and the actual feeling of anal isn't for me. Did I douche my ass for this? I have a top boyfriend and I want to bring it up, but I'm afraid he will take it personally. It's been this way before him, but I finally put in the words and thoughts to it. I'm so emotionally and physically connected to him, but I'm thinking of opening the relationship so he can fulfill his sexual needs elsewhere. I have no problem with that. How should I bring it up and what could I say to him to make the impact not so personal? Thank you. And keep on slaying the scene. Best deep-throated friend of the pod.
If you don't douche and then you get fucked and you shit all over him, he won't want to have sex with you again. It's simple. It's yeah. simple, but what is not throat cannon?
Throat canyon.
Oh, throat canyon.
Oh, sounds like Laurel Canyon.
I usually refer to my ass as a ham wallet.
Oh, okay. Which, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I have something to say about this. I think that there should be more representation of people who don't do anal, because like I'm kind of one of these people.
It's
like
called
I
being
just,
a side.
It's just sort of like
a side.
Yeah, because it's not a top or a bottom, so it's a side. So if it's like a box, it's like a side.
Yeah, that's yeah.
It's like a position people identify as this, and I think there's not really any representation of this. People just think, oh, you're gay, you have to have anal sex. That's the only way to do it. But I think that there are other forms of intimacy and other forms of sex, and
like Venmo and PayPal.
I think there is a space for representation of people who don't participate in it. If you don't like it, don't fucking do it.
I would just find some guys for your partner to hook up with on Grindr and then show him, like, this guy's into you. I sent him your pictures. You should go fuck him and then come home and I'll clean off your dick with my throat canyon.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
See, that's what I like.
Yeah. Well, that's like teamwork.
Yeah.
Teamwork
makes the cream squirt. Teamwork makes the cream
that's
squirt.
The next single.
There you go. You want to be in it? We got an opening.
Okay, from Rich. Hello, Dolls and Dipper.
And
love the pod, and I consider myself a deep friend of the pod. First of all, I would like to nominate Fifi, and it could be called Fifi's phone in.
Last week we talked about what people wanted to hear, so a lot of people were saying who they wanted the like recurring guests.
Oh, for
so they
season
want
four?
Some Fifi O'Hara. Okay, yeah. Great. Okay,
she has zero bridges left to burn, so I would definitely invite her to come. And her bridges.
Valleys.
Her bridges light the way. I mean, she's the fucking she's an arsonist.
Yeah.
I just like playing with fire. She's an arsonist.
Yeah, she doesn't give a fuck.
Truly.
None.
Oh
my
that's
goodness. Real. That's the blinking light bulb.
I'm building a railroad across the street under.
So Rich says, but talking about housemates, I have a dilemma. I'm in a relationship of a little over a year and we live together in a 2-bedroom house. Recently, though, a friend of a friend been introduced to this straight male, good looking, and me and my boyfriend have joked around that he is our house boy and get him to Hoover when he comes around. Well, for his birthday, we all went out and my BF passed out. And when we got back, when at home, this straight guy asked for a massage and I proceeded. One thing led to another and I'm giving him a massage in our spare bed. We end up sleeping in the same bed, clothed. Throughout the night, cuddles were exchanged. This has now happened since a few times until recently. We got really drunk one night and slept together with us both waking up hungover with my boyfriend in the other room, ended up wanking and sucking the straight guy off. I'm not riddled with guilt, and since our friendship hasn't changed and neither has my relationship, is it right to feel guilt-free? Cheers, girls and Dipper. Love you loads. Richard, here's a dick pic for your troubles. And there's the dick.
You know what, Richard? I think you just wrote all that just to rub our faces in the fact that we're not doing the same thing.
Yeah,
you're just bragging, and I'm not like, mad at you.
Yeah, I see something I could rub my face in, but I'd want to peel it back first.
Where's the problem?
I don't think they're fine with it.
Oh, is it right to be guilt free?
Yes.
Yes. Duh.
Because you got nothing to be guilty.
Guilt is really not a useful emotion, and if you all have communicated about it and like it's chill and on the up and up, I say,
yeah,
great.
You're not hurting anyone.
This is from Josh. He is this in the right order, or is Josh the last one also?
No, Josh just sent this sort of like
it's a screen cap of him telling Sequin Queen dresses regarding Raja's gray glass bead share wig that she wants. Said, give Sutan Emeril her beaded gray glass share wig and matching blazer.
Oh, I remember this.
She was supposed
that's
to. She didn't
she
get all her prizes.
From Sequin Queen.
She didn't get her prizes, yeah. And multiple girls never got their prizes from the show.
But if you look closely, the email that he received said Sequin Queen dresses liked your comment. So he's telling us that they know.
They know.
They know what they're
oh,
doing.
Oh, they know.
They know what they did.
What if we send Alessandra Torriani?
Torrisani.
Torrisani to Sequin Queen.
Do you remember Alice?
Roving Reporter.
I do.
She was on our podcast.
I do remember her. She was so nice to us on our...
She loves you.
Really?
She loves you.
So I remember when she... was the guest judge. Some of the she was like a newer had a newer show and some
her
of
show hadn't even been on yeah. yet. We found out,
but I knew who she was because I remember seeing the promos mm-hmm. and I was like, oh my god, she's real. So it was like one of those things where throughout the show they want reaction. I'm like, no, this is a real reaction. Like mm-hmm. I'm really giving you a reaction. I'm fucking
so
excited.
Yours is real.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
God. I mean, you know, the casting wasn't real, but oh you can see the difference in real acting and real happening.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important mm-hmm. for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag. To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
You're John Chespagon.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This is long.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is from... He says, hi, Alaska, Willem, Delta, and Dipper. First and foremost, thank you so much for your art and the podcast. Huge fan of everything you do. I'm praying that Justice for Art Pop somehow makes its way to Boston.
Okay.
I'm writing in response to your request for questions about roommate issues. About, did we ask that?
We did. We put out a request for
How fun.
Roommate.
About things. 6 months ago, I got a new roommate and have been struggling with how to address some issues that have come up with us. Mm-hmm. He's a gay man like myself, and at first I was excited to live with someone who could relate to more closely than other straight roommates. However, getting him to pay his share of the rent is like pulling teeth. We could stop right now because I know what I would do. Mm-hmm. I once had to track him down at a bar, get his share of the money, drop it off with our landlord minutes before it was due. There's always some kind of problem. Lost debit card, empty checkbooks, ex-boyfriend owes him money. I often hear he'll give me the money the next day, but he almost never comes through.
No.
I have never seen him pick up a broom or wash a dish.
He is never
home and says he is out meeting up with grinder guys or going to parties. I want to confront him about these things and get to a place where there are no money issues and more even distribution of chores around the apartment. I'm nervous to come off as judgmental, but as Willem has taught me, these things don't change unless you speak your mind. I don't want him to stop going out and meeting guys and having fun. I just want him to clean and buy fewer drinks so he can pay his rent on time. Is there any advice you can give me on how to address these problems without coming off as a slut shamer or jerk? Thank you so much, and I hope to see you at a show someday soon. If you don't mind, please don't include my name. Since he's never around, I have no idea what kind of things he likes. Perhaps he's a friend of the pod. I don't know. Even if you air this question, it was cathartic writing it down. Best wishes, Ooh, he sent some dicks too.
No, those are separate dick submissions.
Okay,
Delta, what do you think?
I mean, you can't fuck with people like that. You can't fuck with people like that. You really can't. I mean, you know, this is the type of person that also says, like, we can't pay, but it's going to be great exposure. Like, rent is not paid on exposure.
You know what, though? People in the wilderness die of exposure.
Exactly.
I don't need any more exposure.
God. Exactly.
Fuck exposure.
So, I mean, the rent is due at the same time every month.
Yeah. And it's not slut shaming. It has nothing to do with that. You either pay your rent on time and take care of the house as a roommate should, or you don't. I think it's time to look for a new roommate.
I lived with someone for about 6 months, and month five, this person said to the other roommate, "Oh, y'all got a broom?"
Oh my God.
That means that person hadn't swept in 5 months of living there. I said, "What
the fuck?" You have a room in this house? Oh, my God.
I believe it.
Yeah. Sorry. Look for a new roommate. It's time to have that talk.
I would definitely live with any of the people on the next page.
We have some Drick submissions. Just a bunch of pure dicks.
These are just people who just randomly send these to you?
In the dicks.
Randomly, their requests.
We asked for more dicks, and the race chasers, they do it every time.
Pages.
They're not related to, like, a certain question. They just...
I think we just said we want more dick pics.
Yeah.
And so they sent them in.
The top two belong to one person and the bottom two belong to the other person.
No, they all belong to me. actually, one of our submissions dick pics that I looked up his name, I'm going to be fucking him.
Oh.
We've already talked.
Oh, that's so sweet.
He's a librarian.
Wow.
The library won't be the only thing open.
You'll be in the stacks, honey.
I'll be gaping.
Wow.
In the gaping stacks. In the reference periodicals.
Now, will there be Throat Canyon or will there be Ham Wallet?
All of it.
I think I'm going to give him a honey-baked ham wallet.
I think so.
Shove some brown sugar back there. Exfoliate
all
before.
Over.
Brown sugar. Ooh, what is that? Oh, it's a clove for flavor. I'm pretty sure that's a wart. No, it's a clove.
No.
Okay, wow. Okay. Here's another one from Ben Cohen 194. Hey, gals. Love the feature in this latest hot gossica. That's pretty. it's like Caprica. To clarify, that is someone other than myself that I gave some man goo to after bonding over the pod. I wanted to ask your advice on... What?
So he submitted the Grindr photo that in the description it said friend of the pod.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, people who listen to the podcast are now fucking over Grindr. We thought it was his profile.
It was someone else's profile.
Someone else's profile. And then he wanted to take up with you. I think down below he says that he's 6'1". You maybe thought he was shorter.
Ah, so the guy he was dating was shorter.
Correct.
Wait, is he going to fuck me?
I live in LA and consider myself a fairly cool and good looking guy, but I don't have any gay friends.
And he lives in LA?
Any tips on making more? Have heard of gay sports leagues in WeHo and have pranced around the bar scene before, but I'm tired of not having a circle of gays to do gay events and bond over the experience of being a gay man. Any suggestions? Also, here's my dick.
He just gave himself suggestions. The gay sports league. I was on a gay dodgeball team.
It's just his headshots on a dock.
What gay team were you on?
I was on Amazeballs. It was a gay dodgeball team where I would just get really high and let the rubber balls smack my face because it made me feel alive.
Balls flying.
I don't know.
There goes my social life. Yeah, I think that he should just take his own advice and just find people who like similar things that he likes.
I think a gay sports league is a great idea
because
you don't really make friends in a bar typically. I don't know.
That's
true. Unless it's like a recurring night. I made friends at karaoke back in the day, like because it was every week and the same people kind of go.
Or those quiz shows that you go and sweep.
Right.
Yeah.
So those are good events to make friends and gay sports league.
Yeah,
I'm not into sports, but if you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter. As they say.
Speaking of athletes, the RuPaul's Drag Race pit crew is looking... The Brit crew. Mm-hmm. They're looking very fit. It's unfortunate that their feet aren't covered because when every other person in a room has shoes and you don't have shoes, do you ever think, where are my shoes? Why am I not allowed to wear shoes? Why am I in a workplace without proper footwear?
They look great.
Oh, yeah. I'd suck them all.
Okay, good.
All?
Line them up.
All?
All of them.
In what order? In what order, though?
Okay. I would do sitting first.
Okay.
And then standing with his arm up. Of course. I already followed both of them. And then the hairy one, I already followed on Instagram when I went to follow him. And then the two white boys.
Eye makeup, you think? The hairy
yeah.
one?
The two white boys, I'll just do them at the same time. I don't even care who's in what. Because wow. I'm going to go for white guys. But thank you,
you
so
have
much.
A pattern, don't
great.
You?
Yes, we yeah. love a
baldness. Male pattern baldness. It's my pattern. Thank you so much for joining us for this super.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, so good. So
I appreciate
good.
It.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Where can we find you
here.
Online? Just Facebook, Delta Work?
No, just Instagram.
Instagram, sorry.
Yeah, just Instagram.
DeltaWork.
Uh-huh.
Work.
That's it.
Love it. That's
amazing.
What I do. And where can we see you next? I see that you're running the show for the new girls coming up and
yeah.
and you're promoting them, which is so important. And I'm sure that they love that, seeing their picture on someone they look up to's page.
It's really fun. Yeah. It's just yeah. Tuesday nights. We do like our regular drag show, but then in the middle is a locals contest and they can enter as many times as they want. There's a little cash prize.
Oh, work.
And a lot of them come back just because they want a space to perform.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
know what I mean? Just yeah. really anywhere. So we do that at Hamburger Mary's in West Hollywood. And then I do a once a month, same thing in Sacramento at a club there,
oh,
which is the same idea. It's called Dirty Work
oh,
with
Ronnie?
Delta. Mm-hmm.
I love yeah. Ronnie. He's great.
Yeah, it's called Dirty Work with Delta.
I love that.
The reason we call it that is just because they don't have access to a dressing room. They have to come ready to go.
Sure.
There's a set of rules. You can't make a mess. You have to clean up in 1 minute. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just to sort of instill some responsibility and some ownership of what you do. And it's fun. Yeah.
Go out yeah. and see Delta when you see her name on a flyer.
Thank you.
She's wonderful on a mic. Everyone leaves feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
She's a great hostess and a great performer.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. If you don't see what you wanna hear,
lay down and open your throat, Canyon.
Oh my gosh. The emails are great. So keep those questions coming into racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes. And you can follow us on IG at Willem, at The Only Alaska 5000, at Race Chaser Pod, at Delta Work. We will be back next week with more
piping, steaming, scalding, boiling hot girls.
Would you have to bounce at the same time? That was just confirmation of bottom. Like. Yeah.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Alex Sarchet.
Our theme music is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises, Incorporated Limited. Hot!
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.